Good morning and welcome to From the Stand. We are live from the Air Show Announcers Stand, the Roscoe Morton Memorial Deck, as it is, Saturday edition of Air Venture 2019. Hard to believe the week has gone amazingly fast. We started out wet and it's been dry and beautiful ever since. And boy, it's really one for the books. Today we're going to talk with Canadian snowbird Naughty McNaughton, who is here and actually camping on site, and we'll talk seaplanes and also paragliding with Eric Farwell a little bit later on. But right now, we're joined by legendary aircraft designer Bert Rutan. Good morning, sir, and welcome.
Good to be here.
We were talking before we went on the air. Your first year here was 1971.
71, that's right. I was an EAA member
right
back at Lancaster, California, Chapter 49. And it was at a time period during the Vietnam War where I was working very hard supporting the troops and doing a lot of flight tests and so on. So I had very little spare time. So I spent 4 months at St. Louis with McDonnell Aircraft. I was doing flight planning for an airplane that had not yet flown, the F-15. And I took off a day and rented an airplane and flew to Oshkosh, and my first exposure to Oshkosh.
And the story of the rental plane is interesting, too, because that was almost a Hertz rental car of airplanes.
It was called Rent-A-Plane.
And I wonder where they ever went.
I don't know. All I know is I went down to the St. Louis Sphere of St. Louis Airport and talked to their office, and it said, well, we'll need a check ride. And they put me in this airplane. I flew around the pattern once. He says, okay, you got it. Signed me up, and I rented an airplane, flew up to Oshkosh and back to St. Louis.
So from 1971 till today, what stands out in your mind as the biggest changes or innovations in this
good
event?
Good question. Yeah, of course, 72, I showed up with a very big my first airplane, and I've been to Oshkosh 40 times now since 71. Seen a lot in that time period. And frankly, I haven't been to Oshkosh for 4 years. And as I've told my audiences on the talks that I've been giving here, I'm very disappointed, because if you ask where the new home-built airplanes are, where the new types are, I thought after 4 years away that I would see at least two or three, maybe 10 new types. Because when Rutan Aircraft Factory was in business, we brought a new type to Oshkosh every year, just ourselves, just our little company with five people. So I don't know why there's not more activity from the standpoint of new airplanes. There's a tremendous activity from the standpoint of avionics,
right,
and equipment and training and all kinds of things. But it just doesn't seem to be any new work being done on configurations.
Right.
And I expected to see airplanes here that I had never seen before, because back in the 70s, we always saw airplanes we had never seen before. Some were brought here on a truck and not flown, and we called that fantasy land. I did see a lot of things that would, in those days, be on the category of fantasy land.
Right.
In other words, folks that show you these wonderful videos of their airplanes flying, and they've got the airplane here,
right?
Like Airbus, for example,
right.
And yet we don't get to see it fly. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people here, and there's hundreds of thousands of people here, and it's absolutely the best place to unveil something new. But you got to do that by flying it.
That's right.
Now, here's this statistic that's really important that I'm very proud of. Out of the 49 airplanes that I've been involved with Rutan Aircraft Factory and Scale Composites, 23 of those were unveiled at Oshkosh.
Wow. That's awesome.
23. And I went through and identified those and went through them on my talk at Theater in the Woods night before last.
Right.
And every airplane that we had control of during its flight test, which of course includes all the RAF airplanes, and actually one of the RAF airplanes was a NASA airplane, the Skew Wing Research Airplane.
Okay.
And the last flight that airplane ever made was here during the evening air show at Oshkosh.
Okay.
So others, our customers, decided that this was a good place for the first time that the public can see their product.
Right.
And they brought them here. So that's something that I think is a record that you won't see later, is that you see 23 different airplanes brought for their first public unveiling right here at Oshkosh.
That's amazing.
And all of them flew at the show.
Yeah. So in 1972, when you brought the Varivig in here for the very first time, what was the inspiration for that airplane?
Okay. The inspiration for that came from my work at Edwards Air Force Base during the Vietnam War. And I was a flight test engineer, not an Air Force pilot. So I was the guy that sat in the back and turned on the instrumentation and wrote down notes and whatever and threw up. That was a very thrilling thing, of course. I got to go Mach 2. I got to go 50,000 feet. I got to go 800 knots right on the deck. You know, I did some things that are just way out there.
Right.
I mean, the first week that I was at Edwards for my new job, I watched a B-70 make a first flight.
Wow.
And right outside my window, the hot rod Blackbird before the SR-71, the A-12, yep. It was firing up and going out and flying. So very exciting times for sure. And I wanted to build this home-built starting back in college. In fact, I had done some limited wind tunnel test of it in college. So while I was at Edwards, I did some more testing of it, and I built the airplane. And it was mainly that I wanted to sit in front.
Okay.
And I wanted to have something. I was enthralled by this idea that you can't stall an airplane. You can pull full aft stick and mm-hmm. ride through a very tight turn and not be worried about it stalling or spinning. So that was kind of my thing then. And that airplane, which I brought here in 1972 and brought here for many years after that, is now hanging on the wall in the EAA Museum, right next to the Varizy prototype. So you can see those airplanes in their best light, the planform view. I always hated a side view of an airplane. Any airplane, I've got to see the wings, you know. So the EAA has done a masterful job of displaying these old airplanes by letting you walk up and look at the top of them.
Right. We're talking with Bert Rutan and just reminiscing a little bit about the Varivig. And then a couple of years after that, 1974, that's the year that the Very Easy made its debut here as well.
75. Yeah.
All right.
Now, that's true.
Yep.
And on the last day of the show, during the week, we attempted a distance record.
Right.
And had an engine failure and landed up here at Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And right out here on the field in the grass, John Monette had given us another Volkswagen engine.
Right.
And we changed the engine out right here on the grass. And the only time I had a chance to test that engine, they let me go up briefly between the airshow acts.
Okay.
And I took off and I flew a couple of patterns. I checked the leaning and whatever, and I landed. And then the next morning, my brother, Dick, took off and set a new C1A, which is a weight category, distance record. Okay, now, the fact that I had two engine failures in the first 100 hours of flying on that, I deemed that this is not something to put out plans for.
Right.
So we consider that airplane a proof of concept, very easy. It's not the very easy that the home builders built.
Okay.
After Oshkosh in 75, we went back home, and we designed an airplane that was 15% bigger. And we designed it around the use of the Continental engines, anything from a C-85 to O-200.
Right.
And that was unveiled the next year. And that is what people think of as a very easy, but it wasn't the first
one.
Easy.
Okay.
There were actually four easies.
Wow.
The proof of concept Volkswagen-powered one.
Right.
The very easy, which you see many examples here. Home-built very easy, which we sold thousands of sets of plans for. The third one was flown nonstop here from Mojave by my brother. And Mike Melville had his very big in here. And between biplane acts, he took off and joined up with us, the Defiant and this initial long easy.
Right.
And we arrived after having flown this nonstop flight from Mojave.
Right.
At arrival, we did a semi-aerobatic three-ship aerobatic or semi-aerobatic shot. And that long easy was an awful airplane. It really was. As I tried to take some shortcuts. I made a bunch of mistakes. And we got home and said, this is not what we want. So after that, we hunkered down, put our elbows up, and developed what became the best flying home build
right.
of all of them.
Yes.
In terms of flying quality, safety, and range. People don't realize this, but the range of a long easy, it's just a standard long easy, is more than twice the range of almost everything else.
Right.
You can take a long easy with standard fuel, and if you slow down some, you can fly it coast to coast.
Amazing.
So that is what people know as the long easy.
Right.
But it's actually the fourth easy.
Amazing. We've been talking with Bert Rutan, who is here at Oshkosh. And, sir, it's always a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you, catching up and reminiscing about the wonderful airplanes that you've brought to us through the years. Yeah. And you're listening to EAA Radio.